It's unbelievable how much you don't know about a game that you have been playing all your life. Mickey Mantle has been given credit for this quote. Hello, I'm Russ Madsen, and thank you for listening to The Links at Green Hills Golf Course. We are producing this broadcast to help our members and patrons be apprised of the events that are coming up to the course and have some fun while doing it.
Yeah, sure, and it's a great sports correlation. I like it. You know, Russ, the first time that I stepped out on the course and met you, it was very clear that you had a lot of knowledge about the game. You know, I walked in and, man, like, what don't you know? You've been playing for a long time, so what don't you know?
Well, I guess you don't know what you don't know, but, you know, I started when I was 11. I guess that means I've been around this game in 44 years of torture and joy. Honestly, I've seen it all, experienced a great deal, but the things I don't know and understand about this game is why it can be so inconsistent.
That's something that hits really close to home for me. I mean, you know, I can go out and hit a couple of good drives and then whatever, hit a 7-iron thin into the green and it's not so fun. But I think at the end of the day, you know, when you get a good day, you get a nice day, nice weather, and everything comes together, it can be really rewarding and a lot of fun.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, I like the stories. They come in about 2, 3, 4, 5% of the day, you know, when they tell me the story about how good they did or they made an eagle or something like that. But, you know, it's just, I think if people would have a lot more fun if they would just lower their expectations. Most of us think golf is always about a score, but it's always about more.
Right. Yeah, I can totally agree with that. So let's go to July, Russ, and what's going on out at Green Hills?
Well, yeah, first, like I always say, it's going to be busy. And July 8th marks the comeback of a great event for our town. It's the Chillicothe Chamber of Commerce Tournament.
What time does it start, and what's the cost, and what's the format?
Well, it starts at 1 o'clock. It is Friday, July 8th. It is a three-person scramble and a 1 o'clock shotgun. So if you don't have a team, get one as soon as you can. Call us out there or call Crystal Gnar at 646-4050.
Well, everything seems pretty cool there. So let's get an update on the leagues and what else is happening around Green Hills.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's pretty standard now. We're in the 100-day war, so, you know, on Tuesdays and Fridays, we're going to have our BTC Senior League. The Pepsi League is running strong. Again, 96 players.
That's
it's a almost ton. It's almost like a mini tournament every Thursday, so it's really fun. And don't forget about the Innovative Concrete Specialists. They host the Monday Night Match Play League, where they want to play their balls on an individual basis.
Sure. Well, that certainly sounds like organized chaos to me.
Well, it may seem like it, but our staff has really done a wonderful job handling all the players during these busy times and leagues and events out here at Green Hills.
All right, Russ, you got anything else on tap for July?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're very busy again. On the 16th of July, we host the Lloyd Hibner Benefit. That's an annual event. Mm. And then, of course, the largest event, and has been this way for many years, is the Elk 656 Tournament.
Wow. So plenty busy. A lot on your plate here in July, Russ. So are you still hosting junior events, too? That's a question that's been around.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're always busy, and we're always hosting junior events. You know that. We have two on the books. The second Hop Stuver Adult Child event is slated for July 10th, and we hope to see a few more participants in this one, but we had a really good start. And then on July 13th and 14th, we usually just have a one-day clinic, but we've expanded it because of the reception of the free clinic that we did last in June.
Right.
And now this one, you know, on the 13th and the 14th is going to be a two-day.
Well, and look, and again, I haven't been around the area all that long, still kind of new, but every time I play out there, whether it's on the putting green or on the course or whatever, always come across a couple of young guys, and it's very nice to see you guys taking care of the junior golfers in the area.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I live right now. I just live for the junior golf, and anything I can do to really facilitate their learning, their growing in this game. You know, the youth will be old someday, and we need to continue and grow this sport. I believe if we can get a junior interested early enough, they will play this game for a lifetime.
Yeah, and I think that's certainly the case for me. I mean, I grew up playing baseball, and then at a very young age started playing golf too. It does certainly seem like it can be busy, though, to get there.
Yeah, very much so. And I tell you, you know, you gave that baseball. I also started in baseball and then was a catcher, and they moved me to the shortstop, and the first one hit me right in the lip, and I never did get down on a ground ball again. And I said, you know what? I don't think this golf ball is going to hurt me too much.
Yeah,
so I went into golf, and the rest is history. It was pretty fun.
Okay. Russ, it can certainly get busy out there, as you know, with all the events going on in July. So is it important to get a tee time every time that you come out?
Absolutely, and thank you for that. I know I sound like a broken record all of the time, but, you know, really what we're trying to do is allow somebody like yourself who may travel down here and just walk in and say, hey, I'm ready to play. I'm thinking, you know what, Derek, we're going to be 35 minutes. We've got, you know, tee time slated. So really, it's more for your enjoyment and for me to not be able to say, hey, I'm sorry, your day's not going to start when you thought.
Sure. Okay, so you got the 4th of July coming up, holidays right around the corner. What do you got going on?
Wow, I almost forgot. Yeah, we always have a holiday scramble, and this year's no different. July 4th, we'll have a bramble that starts at 9 o'clock, registration at 8, as always. It's a $10 cost plus green fees if you're not a member. And the committee will separate the individual players and put them on a team, and I bet we're going to have a full one for this year as well.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like a blast, and trust me, all pun intended there.
It is. It is a blast every year.
Okay, so high school, I think, is about ready to get rolling for the Lady Hornets. Is that right?
Yes. Not only is it about to get rolling, but the Hornets actually practice year-round now.
Okay.
Both boys and girls program. Wow. But the girls is coming up, you're right. And the reminded me of another July event. On Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm going to be hosting or running the CHS Hornet Camp for those who are playing or planning to play in this season. So it's always good to see them out there. Hopefully, you know, with the school taking care of that and getting the facility ready for their fall season, I hope the golfers get out here and utilize it.
Right. So we were talking about the youth just a moment ago. How many camps or clinics do you do for juniors each year?
Wow. You know, it varies quite a bit. Gosh, it's hard to sometimes I just lose count because, I mean, it's always something about doing with juniors. That's what I want to do. But I guess somewhere around 8 to 10 this year, I would say.
Wow, that's a pretty good number, Russ. Okay, I think that'll do it. It's been another fun segment of From the Links at Green Hills Golf Course, and thanks for directing traffic at the course.
Hey, thank you very much, Derek, and I've sure enjoyed it. And thanks to everyone who's listening for KCHI. This is Russ Madsen from the Links at Green Hills Golf Course.